This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay. Ketiyar, everyone. Gemar Chasim HaToiva. Agun Kvitel. So Baruch Hashem, we were Yotze B'Shalom from Yom HaKippurim, and now we enter the Zman of Zman Simchaseinu. So what better way to kick it off than to be Mesameach with the Torah? Okay, we're going to learn something from Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel said something very interesting. The Gemara said, "Lo tehavi bi'ivura achasanta." Do not be involved in transferring Yerusha. Afilu mibara bishul baratava, even from a bad child to a good child. So let's say a father has two children. One of them is a bad kid. He's not really observant. He doesn't really keep the mitzvahs properly, and the other one does. Don't be involved in any way of transferring Yerusha from one child to another, because you never know what offspring will come from the bad child. The bad child might have Gedolei Hadar. And certainly, you should not be involved in transferring from a boy to a girl, because Yerusha belongs to the boy. So basically, do not be involved at all in transference of Yeshua, of Yerusha, certainly from a son to a daughter. Now, there's a Mishnah in Baba Basra that says that somebody who writes all of his nechasim to others, and he has children, so then what you did is done. In other words, you gave away your possessions. But ein ruach chachamim noicha himenu, which implies that it's not usur to give away your possessions, just the rabbis are not pleased with it. However, our Gemara, loy tehavim, implies you're not allowed to. The Rambam, in Hilchos Nachala, Perak Yud Halachid Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat, 7 Reish Pei Beis, is mashma that lahalacha, it's not an isur, but it's just not nice. The Lashon of the Rambam is, kol hanoisei nechasav la'achirim, and you have yarshim, even though the Yarshim are not acting properly, in ruach hachamim noicha himenu. Likewise, the Sma is medayik, that there's no Isser, but it's a pagam in the covet of the Yarshim. Okay. So, what about, person will say, okay, I'll leave over to, let's say a person has children that are not proper, so he'll leave over Nachala for the children to Mekayim Yerusha Dairaisa, and the rest of it he'll give away. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that's not proper. But we're going to see now, there's an amazing Tashbetz. The Tashbetz said that once you leave over X amount of money, there's no problem in giving the rest away. And I want to share with you a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein about a somewhat of an unusual situation, but it could be common, and it will just shed some light lahalacha on this subject. Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat, this is Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun. Rav Moshe was asked about the following scenario. Somebody had three children, two of them were not observant at all, and they were Mechalei Shabbos, Befarhesya, and they did not bring up their children, their sons and their daughters, L'tayru, L'mitzvahis. And a daughter who was married to a guy, and she even converted. And what the father, so basically the father has two boys who are not Shomer Shabbos, one girl who converted. And before the father died, he gave most of his possessions to tzedakah. And he has one son who's Shomer Torah, that he should be mashgiach on the money to make sure that the money goes to tzedakah. And to each one of his sons, he left over only $1,000. And even to the grandchildren, he left over a little bit of money, but on condition of that, if they get married, they have to get married to Jews. And the situation was, all the children were already independently wealthy, they didn't need the Yerusha. So again, based on what our Gemara learned, it doesn't seem you're allowed to do that. It doesn't seem you're allowed to give more money to a kid who's a good child and take away from a bad child, because you never know what the offspring have, what's in store, what fate the offspring will have. So Rav Moshe says two major chidushim. Chidush number one is that this din, that you're not allowed to give to one child and take away from the other, that's only if you don't leave them with four zuz. But if you leave them with four zuz, which was a substantial amount of money, this whole halacha does not apply. Even though the Gemara is not mashma that way, but this is the chiddush of the Tashbetz. And the Tashbetz brings from one of the Ga'onim that it's even Ruach HaChomim Noichei Menu. So the first chiddush of Rav Moshe is, he says, V'hinei af shaladina ifsik kishmuel, damal Rabbi Yehuda, shinina, smart one, like to have a be'o avurei chasanta, don't participate in a transference of Yerusha, afilu mi bara bisha lebara tava, even from a bad kid to a good kid. And that's what we find in Baba Basra, Koflamid Gimelam and Beis, v'ifse kem barambam. Aval isa b'ktsois ha'choshen, sivkatan beis, mehatashbeitz, we find in the ktsois from the tashbeitz, debetoivse shtarois rishainim, yesh shir daladzuzei, that there's an ancient recorded opinion that if you leave over four zuz, because of goin, demishum kadesha tehe ruach hachamim noichahimenu, that if you leave over four zuz, then it's even ruach hachamim noichahimenu. Okay. Even though you could ask for avshe hiksha alav miksubas daf non gimel demashma daf filu miksas nechasav ein lafgiyam ibanav. Our gemara and ksubas is mashma. Don't participate in transferring any amount of yerusha from one son to another. Everyone should get equal. But nevertheless, masik didas hagoinim rechava midateno. Even though the gemara is mashma that way, this is the shita of the goin of the goinim. And their shita is, they're smarter than we are, basically. So the first chiddush of Rav Moshe is that when you leave over to a child this shir of Dalet Zuzeh, then automatically you get around the issue of transferring Yerusha from one child to another. But then he brings that the Pischei Tshuva actually answers our question. That even though the Gemara in Ksubas is mashma, you shouldn't transfer anything from one child to another. That's only to give to a daughter. So to give to a daughter, there's no mitzvah to give to a daughter. But in this case, you're not giving to a daughter. You're giving it to tzedakah. So maybe our Gemara in Ksubas is mashma, even a little bit, you shouldn't take away from a son. That's when you're giving it to a daughter, that there's no mitzvah to give it to. But when you're giving it to tzedakah, that's permitted. And Rav Moshe says, in his opinion, it's mutter to give a Yerusha to tzedakah, because it's not any... Are your children better than you yourself? You know the halacha is, you yourself are allowed to give most of your money to tzedakah, as long as you leave a little bit. So the same way you're allowed to give most of your money to tzedakah at your own expense, you're allowed to give most of your money to tzedakah at your children's expense. But then Rav Moshe, here's a real chiddush nifla. You ready for this? Very interesting. Rav Moshe says the din that you're not to transfer Yerusha from one child to another, that's when one child is good and the other child is not good. But he's still Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Maybe he's not so careful, but in general, he's Torah observant. He's Shomer Shabbos. He's just not as righteous as the other one. That's when Chazal say, don't take away Yerusha from him. You never know what his children will be like. But if a child is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, there's no halacha you can't take away Yerusha from him. The whole reason you're not allowed to take away Yerusha from a child that's bad is you never know what the children will be like. But a child who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, you do know what the children will be like. They will not be observant. Even though Rav Moshe says there are instances where they are, but it's a rarity. In general, it's only if the father, Echves, you know, he doesn't learn every night, but the child could be a Talmud Chacham. But if the father is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, then chances are the child will not be good. So Rav Moshe says, V'hinei bebinin delay mali, this din that you should not take away Yerusha from a child that's not proper, Pashut shehurak bebara bisha. It's Pashut, it's only if it's a bad child, ba'ama. De'ino zor kokach b'mitzvahs. Not so careful mitzvahs. Avel hu mamin b'Hashem v'tayrasai. We're talking about it, so he believes in Hashem, and in the Torah, he's mechanech his children to go in the ways of the Torah, v'lishmar mitzvaysav. Shebazeh yesh v'adei safek. Then there's a real doubt, the yifku minei zar ma'aliyah, that good children will come. V'afim hu choyte hayoser gado b'inodom l'chaveroi. Even if he's really terrible, he's lousy interpersonally like a masar, if he's careful, he'll train his children for Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, there's a suffix, he'll have good children. But someone who's a mumar to desecrate Shabbos b'farhesya, va'oivrim al yisurei ha'toyra, and is oiver on mitzvahs, ve'in melchanchem es b'neiham l'tar mitzvahs, someone who's a mumar, who's not training his child for tar mitzvahs, ein l'stavik b'zar ma'alya. You don't have to be concerned, maybe you'll have good children. Va'av she'er alafam shigam umar m'l'shabbos, l'chol atar nafik ben shomer tar, even though it happens, he might have a kid who's shomer tar, v'adai hurak miot shaloi matzah, it's very unusual, ve'in l'chash l'zeh, and therefore v'adai rashoi, in such a case, not only would you be allowed to give the Yerusha for Tzedakah, you could even give it away. You could give it to other children. Okay, these are the two Chiddushim Rav Moshe. Number one, that you're allowed to give away Yerusha as long as you leave for Zuz. And number two, it does not apply if the children are Benin Delay Mali, meaning if they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.